Good afternoon, it's 4:30 and 77 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Jacob Lindberg.
And I'm Logan Pemberton.
He was last known alive at 10 a.m. yesterday morning.
A Moorhead man was killed in a lawnmower accident.
A Menifee County school employee has been sentenced for sexual abuse.
Rowan's superintendent does not agree with a new state education board decision.
The AA highway in Maysville will be getting some work done this week.
A Civil War museum and an off-road racing event come to Moorhead this weekend.
In sports, the Vikings host Ashland Blazer tonight for boys' soccer action.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Clear skies tonight with a low around 55 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
A Rowan County man is dead following a lawnmower accident. John Christie's daughter discovered his body when she returned to his home yesterday afternoon. County Coroner John Northcutt gives the details of Christie's death.
He was 83. He had been mowing around his pond and appeared he lost control of his lawnmower, and he was found by a family member. That's basically what happened.
The incident happened at the man's farm on Christie Creek Road outside of Elliottville. Funeral arrangements are pending.
A former Menifee County school employee has been sentenced after having an inappropriate relationship with a female student. LEX 18 reports Stanley Hensley will serve 5 years each on two charges of first-degree sexual abuse. Hensley was arrested and charged in September of last year. He pled guilty in June to both charges. Hensley will serve his sentence on both counts concurrently.
One of the men accused of murdering the daughter of Olympic sprinter Tyson Gay has been arrested again. KNN's Haley Hansen reports.
Devonta Middlebrooks is one of four men charged in the death of Trinity Gay. The teenager was shot and killed outside of a Lexington restaurant nearly 2 years ago. Middlebrooks is now facing a weapons charge after police say they helped probation and parole officers search his home. Middlebrooks is set to go on trial in just 2 months in Gay's murder case, where he's facing another gun charge as well as wanton endangerment. I'm Haley Hansen.
A golden alert has been issued for an elderly man in Madison County. According to LEX 18, 74-year-old Ramon Grimaldo is reported missing from the Union City area. Grimaldo is described as a Hispanic man, last seen wearing tan pants, a blue plaid button-down shirt, and a baseball cap. Anyone with information on his whereabouts is asked to call 911.
A Johnson County woman is facing charges after social workers found a toddler roaming near a highway. According to WYMT, the workers found a 2-year-old boy wandering alone near US 23 yesterday. The workers knocked on the door of a toddler's home for about 40 minutes. Officers with the Johnson County Sheriff's Department learned that Kayla Hardy was asleep inside. Hardy faces charges of endangering the welfare of a minor.
A woman was arrested Tuesday in Oil Springs after driving under the influence, which led to a crash injuring 5 people. WYMT reports 43-year-old Mariah Crum of Salyersville was charged with 5 counts of first-degree assault and DUI. Police say Crum crashed into another vehicle after she crossed the center line on West Kentucky 40 in Oil Springs. 5 people in the other vehicle were injured. According to police, Crum appeared to be under the influence of narcotics. She was taken to Big Sandy Regional Detention Center following her arrest.
We'll be back with more news right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Rowan County Farmers Market, a certified Kentucky Proud Market. 11 a.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays in downtown Moorhead on US 60 near the City Park. The Rowan County Farmers Market offers homegrown fruits, vegetables, and baked goods, accepting WIC and Senior Farmers Market nutrition vouchers, and participating in the Community Farm Alliance Double Dollars program. Supporting local farmers, the Rowan County Farmers Market is Kentucky proud.
A judge has granted supporters of a measure that would expand Kentucky's constitution to bolster rights for crime victims the right to intervene in a lawsuit seeking to keep the proposal off the November ballot, or that its votes not be counted. The Owensboro Messenger-Inquirer reports a motion filed to intervene in the lawsuit was approved Monday. The Kentucky Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers filed the lawsuit, claiming the ballot question is vague and doesn't fully explain how the law would affect the criminal justice system and other parts of the Constitution. Known as Marcy's Law, the proposal would expand the rights of crime victims. The Kentucky House has voted to put the proposal on the ballot. The Secretary of State's deadline to order printing of ballots is next Monday.
Rowan County's top educator does not support a recent change to the state's teacher requirements. Kentucky's Education Professional Standards Board voted Monday to waive the master's degree requirement for K-12 teachers in the Commonwealth. Rowan County Schools Superintendent John Maxey says he does not agree with the decision.
Well, I think it was a bad decision. I think it's a step backwards. I think it's counterintuitive to what we're trying to do in public education. Anytime a teacher is increasing their education level, obtaining extra degrees, then they're going to become, you know, a stronger teacher or leader in the buildings, and that's going to benefit our students.
State Interim Education Commissioner Wayne Lewis justified the move by saying there is no evidence to suggest that the master's degree requirement has an impact in the classroom. The Kentucky Education Association hasn't officially stated its opposition to the board's decision.
Hundreds of off-road racers will be coming to Rowan County this weekend to compete in an all-terrain vehicle event. The Southern Rock Racing Series draws off-road enthusiasts from all over the United States and as far away as Iceland. Toby Pettit is co-owner of Dirt Nasty Off-Road Racing Park. He says participants will arrive tomorrow afternoon.
Saturday, races start at 8 a.m. Side-by-sides, then the big bouncers will start around 10 or noon-ish. And it's just a series of races all over the world. There'll probably be close to 1,000 people there.
Admission to the event is $25 for a Saturday pass. Dirt Nasty Off-Road Park is located on Kentucky 1274, a few miles outside the city of Moorhead.
A traveling Civil War museum will be visiting Moorhead this Saturday. The museum is called the Dixie Brothers Roadshow and will be stopping by the Twin Knobs Campground by Cave Run Lake on the 25th. The last sword captured in the war and a working cannon that will be fired periodically will both be on display. Bobby Cooper and Mark Patrick are owners of the Roadshow. Cooper says the show stemmed from the duo's longtime passion for collecting.
Over the years, we've collected items that was used during the war, particularly by soldiers of both sides. And we have a strong passion for it, and we like to share our passion with the public.
Unlike most traditional museums, several items at the Dixie Brothers Roadshow have been okayed to be handled and touched by the public. Admission is $10 per car and is set to last from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Commuters will soon be finding alternate routes to work in the Ohio-Ashland area. WMKY's Nacogdoches Miller has the story.
The Daily Independent reports that the Ben Williamson Bridge connecting Ohio and Ashland is scheduled for a 2-month maintenance project in mid-September. The number of commuters expected to be affected by the repairs is around 14,000. Engineers will begin preparing the closure the week after Labor Day, working until mid-November. While repairs are underway, traffic from Ohio will be rerouted across the Blue Bridge and only able to turn right onto Winchester Avenue. City police and emergency management officials are working with state transportation officials to prepare for any unforeseen issues. For WMKY News, I'm Nacogdoches Miller.
The AA Highway in Maysville is set to undergo the largest preventative maintenance treatment since the program began in 2007. Between Kentucky 11 and the U.S. 68 Clyde Barber Parkway, 5 miles of the road will be paved with a new technique called the cap sill. It is a preventative maintenance measure that begins with a layer of small limestone chips rolled into an oil-based sealant called chip sill, then later covered with a thin layer of traditional blacktop. Kentucky Transportation Cabinet Information Officer Alan Blair says they are starting the project while the road is in fairly good shape.
This will extend the life of the roadway so that we don't have to come back later when it's in poor condition and do a full blacktop resurfacing job. That's an expensive process.
The KTC projects total a sum of $800,000. Contractors began work today and will last through next week. The Transportation Cabinet asks that motorists be aware of lane closures and speed limit changes.
In West Virginia yesterday, the president announced plans that would allow states to control carbon emissions instead of the EPA. Opponents say that decision will have negative effects on public health and the environment. Ted Vettner with the West Virginia Center on Budget and Policy says that federal predictions show little to no effect on jobs with or without the plan.
Coal jobs have slightly increased, but they are nowhere near where they were several years ago, and it does not look going forward that no matter with or without the Clean Power Plan in West Virginia, that coal jobs will dramatically increase or decrease.
Without the Clean Power Plan, the EPA predicts carbon emissions could increase by about 3% nationally.
Lexington city leaders narrowly cleared the first hurdle toward adopting a proposal to move city operations to the current Lexington Herald Leader building Tuesday, but the decision was far from unanimous. The council had to enlist Mayor Jim Gray for a tie-breaking vote, placing negotiations with CRM companies on the docket. The CRM proposal would collect city operations, currently spread out in five buildings, under one roof in a renovated Herald Leader building at Main Street and Midland Avenue. That location, just outside the downtown core, has earned mixed reviews. Here's Councilman Bill Farmer.
I see the City Hall as another expression of how the populace is changing, how our society is changing. A building that, yes, is welcoming. Yes, it's on a gateway. But you know what? It's easy for everybody to get to.
However, supporters will need to win over two more council members to approve the resolution launching negotiations with the developer. A final reading is slated for September 13th.
A new assessment reveals benefits of Ohio's 2014 expansion of the Medicaid program paid off for thousands of residents. Governor Kasich went against his own political party when he expanded the program in 2014. Steve Wagner is the executive director of the Universal Healthcare Action Network of Ohio. He says the program expansion has created a big impact.
The results confirmed everything that we have heard from individuals who have told their stories. It has made a huge impact on people's financial well-being, on their family stability, and most important, on their health.
Wagner says nearly 30% of enrollees reported improvement in their financial situation since enrolling.
The nation's largest grocery chain will phase out the use of plastic bags in its stores by 2025. Kroger Company orders about 6 billion bags each year. The company, based in Cincinnati, operates 2,779 stores in 35 states and the District of Columbia, serving almost 9 million people daily through two dozen different grocery chains. Kroger said Thursday that it will start at its Seattle chain QFC, where it expects to be plastic bag free by next year. There is a broader shift by companies to reduce waste, especially plastic. Disney, Starbucks, Marriott, and McDonald's are getting rid of plastic straws. Dunkin' Donuts is phasing out polystyrene foam cups by 2020. IKEA plans to eliminate single-use plastic products from its shelves by 2020, including straws. Taking a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 55. Friday, sunny with a high near 82. Friday night, a 20% chance of showers after 3 a.m. Mostly cloudy skies with a low around 63. Saturday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a high near 81. And a chance of precipitation at 20%. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 64. Sunday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 86. Sunday night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m., partly cloudy skies with a low around 69. Monday, a slight chance of showers between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m., otherwise mostly sunny skies with a high near 88 and chance of precipitation at 20%, and Monday night, mostly clear with a low around 69. Taking a look at the current temperatures, it is 80 degrees in Ashland, 79 degrees in Winchester, 78 degrees here in Moorhead, as well as Inez and Lexington, and 76 degrees in Flemingsburg.
On our feature segment this afternoon, the Commonwealth of Kentucky is building a new broadband information highway, and one company is hoping Rowan County will capitalize on the project. WMKY's Chaz Jenkins has the story.
Kentucky Wired will install approximately 3,400 miles of fiber optic infrastructure called the Middle Mile. Terry Barnes is with Solarity Group Broadband and spoke about the group's role for the community during a recent fiscal court meeting.
Solarity's role is to provide project management and consulting services to Moorhead. Some of the projects we've worked on, we've worked with the Kentucky Finance Cabinet to help the governing body for Kentucky Wired to build a strategic plan. Solarity's worked with Gateway to add to build a strategic plan and also London Utility Commission.
Communities, cities, private companies, partnerships, and other groups will be able to connect to the middle mile in order to complete the last mile. Barnes says Solarity is working closely with Kentucky Wired.
Kentucky Wired, again, is a fiber infrastructure. It's going to go to every county in the state. The governing body is KCNA, Kentucky Communications Network, they're part of the finance captain at the state level. If you want to think about middle mile in terms of a highway, it would be the state highway system.
Kentucky Wired will be funded through a unique public-private partnership with the Commonwealth of Kentucky and investment firm Macquarie Capital. The broadband network is constructed a certain way.
It's built in rings, and the first ring is that they're building and focusing on is this ring right here. So that will give you coverage here. They'll build this ring next. If the fiber gets cut in one direction, they have the capability to reverse the signal and send it in the other direction, and you can maintain service that way.
Barnes says the city of Moorhead and Rowan County will have the opportunity to upgrade the wiring for the middle and last mile when it is installed in Rowan County in the coming months. He asked the county to consider investing $150,000 to $175,000 for the upgrade. The city of Moorhead is considering an investment of up to $200,000. Barnes says the expense could lead to revenue opportunities in the near future and could be an attractive incentive to economic development in the region. Neither the city nor the county have voted on the proposal, but Barnes says both groups have until mid-September to make a decision. For WMKY News, I'm Chaz Jenkins.
The time is 4:47. It's currently 77 degrees here on the campus of Moorhead State University. I'm Jacob Lindberg here with Logan Pemberton, and we're glad you joined us on this Thursday afternoon. WMKY's Leanne Akers has sports right after this quick timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company in Lexington and Mount Sterling and online at ruthhuntcandy.com. Recognizing the importance of preserving arts and culture, the Ruth Hunt Candy Company proudly supports the Gateway Regional Center for the Arts in Mount Sterling, showcasing a variety of music, theater, visual arts, and dance for the Gateway region. More information on events at the Gateway Regional Center for the Arts is online at grackentucky.com.
Rowan County is looking for a win for WMKY Sports. I'm Leanne Akers. The Rowan County boys soccer team plays host to Ashland Blazer tonight. The team looks to continue its winning ways after a 4-1 win earlier this week against West Carter. As for his team's match with Ashland Blazer, head coach Max Hammond says he isn't going into tonight with many predetermined expectations.
You know, I don't really know what to expect much out of them yet. I think we should do pretty well. I'm looking to see the team build from the last game they played and hopefully clean things up on the field a little bit as far as their passing goes and controlling the ball, and hopefully be able to finish quite a few goals.
Ashland comes into the night hoping to get back on track after falling to Huntington St. Joseph Central 2-1 on Tuesday, while the Vikings look to improve to 5-1 on the season. Game time in Moorhead starts at 6 p.m. In other regional boys soccer action, East Carter plays host to Russell tonight at 6. Morgan County travels to Hazard. Menifee host Paris, and Fleming travels to St. Patrick. Taking a look at girls' soccer action, the Lady Vikings fell to Bourbon County last night 4-1. Junior Promise Cross scored the team's solo goal. The girls in green host Belfry this Saturday. In other regional girls' soccer action tonight, East Carter travels to Boyd County, Bath hosts Bryan Station, Ashland Blazer travels to Prestonsburg, and Russell will play host to Hurricane, West Virginia. The Moorhead State soccer team enters a matchup with Kentucky tonight at 7:30 p.m. The Eagles are coming off a 1-0 overtime loss to Pittsburgh on Sunday, but Coach Warren Lipka says his Lady Eagles are ready to play.
Kind of like our last few games that we've played, we played a high-level competition, and I expect it to be, you know, a fast-paced game that we need to make sure that we come out ready to play and defend well early and then go from there.
MSU is 2-2 on the season and will host Ball State this Sunday at 2 o'clock. Taking a look at some international soccer news, across the pond, Arsenal has already made its worst start of the Premier League season, although it was handed one of its toughest starts with games against defending champion Manchester City and then Chelsea. Six teams have opened the season with back-to-back wins. It's no surprise that Manchester City is in that group. City plays at promoted Wolverhampton on Saturday. The biggest shock of the season so far was Brighton beating Manchester United. The South Coast side has another challenging assignment on Saturday with a trip to Liverpool. The Lady Viking volleyball team plays host to Holy Family tonight at 7. Head coach Steve Walters said the Ashland team only recently returned to KHSAA play.
Well, I know they're pretty young and pretty inexperienced. I think last year they kind of played like a hybrid, mostly JV freshman schedule, and this year they're playing more of a varsity schedule. So they're still kind of on a learning curve.
Holy Family comes into tonight's matchup at 1-5 on the season. The Lady Vikings beat Raceland last week in their season opener. In other regional volleyball action, region leader Russell heads to West Carter tonight. The Red Devils are 9-0 on the season, while the Lady Comets stand at 6-2. Fairview travels to Greenup, East Carter hosts Fleming, and Morgan County travels to Powell County. Following a month of preseason training, Moorhead State Volleyball opens the 2018 season tomorrow, hosting the Eagle Challenge. The four-team tournament includes Bradley, Hampton, and St. Francis Brooklyn, in addition to the host Eagles. Coach Jamie Gordon says the teams will show off a variety of offensive and defensive styles.
I think it'll be exciting for our players, but also for our fans. We've got a lot of community support to be able to put on this event, and something that I think the people in the area should definitely come and check out and really get to see volleyball play at its highest level.
MSU will open the Eagle Challenge with St. Francis Brooklyn Friday at 11 a.m. The Reds travel to Chicago tonight after losing 2 of 3 with Milwaukee this week. Manager Jim Riggleman says the Brewers reliever Josh Harder did well on the mound yesterday.
Really, he's a pitcher. You know, he's a young guy, but very advanced as far as locating the ball, getting his breaking ball over, changing speeds, all the classic stuff, and really did a nice job.
Cincinnati begins the first of 4 games tonight at 8:05. In other Major League Baseball action tonight, the Braves face the Marlins, the Royals face off with the Rays, and the A's play the Twins. Whether Terry Wilson or Gunnar Hoke start the season opener at quarterback might not matter for the University of Kentucky. Both will get snaps against Central Michigan. The competition between the single callers has been so close in fall camp that a starter won't emerge until the depth chart is released on Monday. Even then, Wildcats coach Mark Stoops has previously indicated both will play against Central Michigan on September 1st. Ohio State has suspended head football coach Urban Meyer for the first 3 games of the season following an investigation into his handling of a former assistant. Investigators said Meyer protected his protege, Zach Smith, for years despite what they called a pattern of troubling behavior. That included domestic violence allegations, a drug problem, and poor job performance by Smith. They said Meyer knew about at least some of those issues. Investigators said Meyer and athletic director Gene Smith mismanaged Zach Smith's conduct and kept him even though he was not an appropriate role model for OSU student athletes. The review found neither Meyer nor Gene Smith condoned or covered up alleged abuse. Both the athletic director and Meyer apologized and said they accepted their punishments. And that's it for sports today. I'm Leanne Akers.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Eagle Volleyball will host the Eagle Challenge tomorrow and Saturday with matches against St. Francis Brooklyn, Bradley, and Hampton. Also, Eagle Soccer welcomes Ball State Sunday at 2 p.m. You can get more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. At 3:41, markets were down, and of course the markets continue to be plagued by geopolitical uncertainty centering around President Trump's legal problems. The Dow Industrials currently have a loss of 71.13 at 25,661.81. The S&P 500 is down 4.28 at 2857.51, and the NASDAQ Composite is down 3.03 at 7885.47. In the commodities markets, oil was unchanged at $67.83 a barrel, while gold was down 1% at $1,191.20 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks were weak today, with the Stock 600 index down 0.2%. In Asia, stocks were mixed, with the Shanghai Composite showing a gain of 0.3%, and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong down 0.5%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers are Visa and Microsoft, while the worst performers are Caterpillar and ExxonMobil. In the S&P 500, the best performers are Synopsys and Advanced Micro Devices, while the worst performers are L Brands and Hormel Foods. Turning now to stocks of local interest, is Ashland Global is currently down 21 cents at 85.70, CSX up 37 cents at 74.10, AEP up 71 cents at 71.45, AK Steel down 22 cents at 4.25, and Marathon Petroleum is up $1.28 at 81.49. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Recreation Center offers basketball and racquetball courts, fitness areas, weight and exercise equipment, indoor walking track, and swimming pool. Outdoor Adventures features camping and hiking equipment, kayaks and paddleboards for Eagle Lake and Bouldering Wall, lockers, towel service, group fitness classes, and personal training. Day passes and community memberships are now available for summer 2018. More information at 783-2083.
Taking a look at some community events throughout the listening area, the Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling invites you to a birthday celebration for composer Leonard Bernstein at 7 p.m. tomorrow. Presented by Morehead State University alumni and featuring his Broadway and classical music compositions, limited seats are available. Tickets are $20 online at grackentucky.org.
Coffee Tree Books on Main Street in Morehead will host the band Collide performing Americana, blues, and soul from 6 to 8 p.m. on Saturday, August 25th. Admission is free and the public is invited.
The American Red Cross will sponsor a blood drive from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Wednesday, August 29th at Fairview High School in Ashland. A blood donor card, driver's license, or two forms of identification are required at check-in.
The Morehead chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness Support Group will meet at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, August 28th, in the conference room of the Rowan County Public Library. Individuals with mental illness or family and friends of people with mental illness are welcome to attend for support and education.
The Gateway Children's Advocacy Center will host a phone-a-thon at the Rowan County Courthouse on Tuesday, August 28th. Proceeds will benefit the Change for Children Capital Campaign. Donations can be made by calling 606-315-6523 on August 28th before noon and 5 p.m.
Author Dr. James Gifford will sign copies of his book, Sergeant Sandlin, Kentucky's Forgotten Hero, at the Rowan County Public Library from 1 to 3:30 p.m. on Saturday, September 1st. The book details the life of Eastern Kentucky native and World War I hero Sergeant Willie Sandlin. Copies of the book will be available for purchase. Taking another look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area, tonight clear skies with a low around 55, tomorrow sunny with a high near 82, tomorrow night you can expect a 20% chance of showers after 3 a.m., mostly cloudy skies with a low around 63, Saturday a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies with a high near 81 and a chance of precipitation at 20%, Saturday night partly cloudy with a low around 67, Sunday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 86. And Sunday night, partly cloudy skies with a low around 69.
And that'll do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Joe Lewis, Chaz Jenkins, Leanne Akers, Nacogdoches Miller, Peyton Stewart, Cody Robinson, and Kenzie Thompson. From WUKY, Josh James, Hilliard Lyons, Bud Luke with your stock report, and our feature segment came from WMKY's Chaz Jenkins. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Logan Pemberton and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Jacob Lindberg for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.